I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. The U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen exchanged fire this past weekend, but the U.S. is pointing past the Houthis to Iran, which denies backing the group despite evidence over the years. Dr. Hormoz Shariat with Iran Alive Ministries says after the events of the past year,
the Iranian government has lost its influence in the Middle East.
Not only have its proxies, Hamas and Hezbollah, been seriously diminished, but it is also divided against its own people. Iran Alive broadcast the good news of Jesus via satellite TV to Iranians desperate for hope.
The message we have is no human can be your savior. The prince is not your savior. Netanyahu is not your savior. Trump is not your savior. Jesus is your only savior left.
Ask God for spiritual breakthrough in Iran. More in the full report online. Then, in 164 countries, Life International is taking Christ to the mission field created by abortion. Director of International Ministries, Zach Kadu, says part of their work is raising awareness about abortion's devaluing nature.
Sometimes we have to open pastors' eyes, open church leaders' eyes to seeing how life is being devalued, or to seeing how different worldviews are impacting how we're acting or treating image bearers of God.
Kadu says the global church is hungry for gospel clarity on matters of life.
We see this as primarily a gospel issue. We see the value of life as something that is established by God.
Please pray for the work of Life International. Pray that the Holy Spirit would give words in due season, and pray that hearts would be changed on matters of abortion. Learn more about this ministry at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.